Welcome to Maseches Eiduyos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 8, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah begins. Heid Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira testified al dam nevelos, on the blood of a dead animal, shahutar, that it's tar. That means to say like this. By shrutzim, by vermin, the halacha is a dead bug, that the blood's metame, just like the actual sheretz itself, so even a drop of the blood is tame. However, the blood of nevela is not tame like the actual nevela, like the actual dead animal. And you'd actually need a revius, which is the normal shear, a revius, in order for the blood to be mitame. We had a machlekes about this actually earlier. Continues the Mishnah. Hey, Rav Shimon Beseir al Efer Chatos. Rav Shimon Beseir testified about the ashes of the paraduma, the red heifer. They're held in a basin. They're in some type of vessel. Shenoga tamei b'miktasai. A tamei person comes along, and he touches part of the efer, part of the ashes of the paraduma. Shatimi es kula, that all the ashes in the entire kli become tummy. Now, even though they're not all attached to one another, ashes are all little tiny particles, but since they are all in one kli, the Chachamim said that they all become tummy. Haysif Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, I added that he testified, ala soilis, on flour that's brought for a karban mincha, va katoyus va avoina, or on incense or frankincense that were brought on the mincha, ve'ag yechalim, or the coals that the Kohen Gadol shovels on Yom Kippur for the katoyus. Shenoga tvulyam mukzasim. If a tvulyam, right, a tvulyam is somebody who was tame, went to the mikvah already, but he's still waiting for Harav Shemesh. He's still waiting for the sun to set. The halacha is if he touches even part of the flour, part of the keteris or the levaina, shepasal as kulam, all of it becomes pasal, and the halacha is it can no longer be used. Okay, let's see one more mishnah. Mishnah Beis, Mishnah 2. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava of Rabbi Yehuda Akoyin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda Kohen testified, al ketana bas Yisrael shenisas l'kohen, that if you have a yesaima, you have an orphaness, her father passed away, and her mother and her brother married her off while she's a ketana, which comes out the nisu, and the marriage is only midrabanan, shehi achelas bitrum, as we saw previously in Mishnates in the previous parak, that she is able to eat truma de rabanan. However, what they added on the previous Mishnah was that kevin shenichnas l'chuppah, once she goes into the chuppah, afa pishalai nivala, even though the husband wasn't intimate with her, but she was in underneath the chuppah, at that point she's already permitted to eat truma b'drabbanim. Continues the Mishnah, hey, Rabbi Yossi Akoyin, Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzov. Rabbi Yossi Akoyin and Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzov testified, al tinoikis, on a young girl, shehur hanoa be'ashkelon, that she was taken as collateral in the city of Ashkelon. It means non-Jewish people kidnapped this girl because her father owed them money. And now, eventually, she was returned. The Kohanim, they distanced her, and they wouldn't let anyone get married to this girl because they said, maybe the Goyim raped her, and if so, she's asked to a Kohen. However, those same witnesses that said that she was taken captive and kidnapped, they saw the whole story, they testified that she was never in seclusion with any of the Goyim for her entire period of being taken hostage. The Chachamim said to the family members, if you believe these witnesses that the girl was actually taken by the non-Jews, Haminu, then you have to believe them, Shalei Nisra Veshalei Nitma, that they weren't, she wasn't raped and that she wasn't in seclusion with them, so she's okay. They may not tell them Shalei Nisra Veshalei Nitma, and if you don't believe about the fact that she was never in seclusion with them, Al Tamin Shahurana, then why are you believing them that she was taken, and she was kidnapped and that she was, you know, taken for ransom? Maybe the whole thing is just a hoax. So, You gotta be consistent. If you believe the witnesses, she should be mutter. And if you don't believe the witnesses, she's mutter either. So let the poor girl get married. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.